So I want to share with you what I said on Shavuos by the Nilas HaChag. As usual, I always mention that Nilas HaChag is a time for us to, it's not to lock up the Yontif, but to lock in the Yontif. And Shavuos is not just a time to lock in the Yontif of Shavuos itself, the Yontif of Kabbalah Sotayra, but it's also, it's really the completion of a period from Pesach until Shavuos. And the Ramban says that Sfiras HaOmer is like Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. It's all one long Yontif with Sfiras HaOmer in between. So we're not only locking in the Yontif of Shavuos, we're locking in all the Hisoros that we had throughout Sfira with all the Tikkun HaMidos and the Yontif of Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's go through a little bit of the insights that we can take with us for the rest of the year. Pasuk says, before Kabbalah Sotayra, the Pasuk says, Moshe Olah Elo Halekim, Moshe ascended to Hashem, Vayikra Elav Hashem in Ahar Leimar, Hashem called out to him from the mountain, saying, Koy Soimar Leves Yaakov, so shall you say to the house of Yaakov, Isaged of Bnei Yisrael, and you should tell Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi, Chazal, are bothered by the double expression, Koy Soimar Leves Yaakov, Isaged of Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says that Beis Yaakov is a reference to the women, and Bnei Yisrael is a reference to the men, and that Koisoimar Amira is a Lashon Raka, it's to speak softly to the women, Visaged, and to speak harshly to the men. The problem with Rashi is that the psukim that follow, where Hashem tells Moshe what to give over to them, we only see the soft-spoken words. The pasuk says, "You saw everything that I did to Mitzrayim. I lifted you on the wings of eagles. I brought you to me." And then it says, "You'll be a treasure to me among all the nations." And then it says, "Atam tili mamlechas koyanim v'goy kodesh, you shall be to me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation." So these all seem like very pleasing words. So where are the harsh words that Moshe is supposed to speak to Bnei Yisrael? So therefore, I'd like to suggest perhaps a different approach. Or actually, I'd like to find the harsh words here in these psukim. In the Zmiris on Shabbos, there's one of the Zmiris is Yom Shabbosin. And in Yom Shabbosin we say Uvahu Chulam Bevris Yachad. They all came with a covenant together. Nasa v'nishma amru ke'echad. They said, we will do and we will hear as one. U'paschu v'anu Hashem echad. And they opened up their mouths and they answered, Hashem is one. Baruch ha'noisein da'yoyev koyach. Blessed is he who gives to those who are tired, he who gives strength to those who are tired. So it's very difficult to understand what the continuation is here. Now, we could hear they all came together in one covenant, and they said Nasav Nishma as one. But what does it mean? They opened up and they said Hashem is one. How does that come into the picture? When did they say that? Blessed is he who gives to the tired koyach. How does that come into the picture? What's the continuation? In Parshas Bishalach, the end of Parshas Bishalach, we have the battle with Amalek. And so I'd like to ask all the usual questions that I usually ask. The pasuk says, "Va'yavay Amalek, va'yilachem im Yisrael b'refidim." Amalek came and fought with Yisrael in refidim. Chazal darshu in refidim means rafu yudeim and atoyre. They loosened or they weakened their hands from the Torah, and that's why Amalek attacked them. So we need to understand why it says that they weakened their hands from the Torah, as opposed to weakening themselves from the Torah. And we see that the hands played a role in this battle against Amalek, because Kashi Yoda Moshe Yoda v'gavar Yisrael, Moshe would lift his hands, Amalek would be victorious. When he would lift his hands, Bnei Yisrael would be victorious. When he would put his hands down, Amalek would be victorious. So how do the hands contribute to the, or what is the connection between the hands and the battle with Amalek? As Chazal asked, Chazal in Masechtos Rosh Hashanah in the Mishnah asked, "V'chiyod of Shal Moshe Oisus Mochama Shavris Mochama." Do the hands of Moshe make war or break war? And then, at the end of that parsha, it says, "Kiyod al Kes Kam Melchama Lashem Bamolek." There is a hand covering Yud K, and that is the battle that Hashem has with Amalek for all generations. And Chazal say, darshan from this pasuk, that as long as Amalek still exists, ain Hashem shalem, Hashem's name is not whole. There's only the Yud K, there is no Vav K. What does that mean, that there's only the Yud K, no Vav K? And the end of Parshas Kisaytse, where we have, once again, the parasha of Amalek. So there it says, "Zocher es asher osa l'cho Amalek v'derech b'tzeischem v'mitzrayim." Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. Those words, "b'derech b'tzeischem v'mitzrayim," seem to be extra. We all know when Amalek attacked us. Why does the pasuk have to mention "b'derech b'tzeischem v'mitzrayim"? And then the pasuk says, "Timche ezeicher Amalek mitachas hashemayim," erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Why does it have to mention from underneath the heavens? That seems to be obvious. From where else would we erase Amalek? In the Sefer Oyre V'Simcha from the Bar Deviruv, he brings that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, according to those, the Moinei HaMitzvahs, according to those who count the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is mitzvah number 307. Which means that it's the center mitzvah of the Torah. Because there are 613 mitzvahs, so mitzvah 307 is exactly in the middle. There are 306 on each side. So he says that Tfilas HaOmer, you see from here that Tfilas HaOmer is very central, a very central mitzvah to the Torah. So we need to understand how that is and why that is. And how does it function as the central mitzvah of the Torah? The Chida in his Sefer Chaimis Anach brings from the Rabbeinu Ephraim that the 50 hooks that combined the Yerios on the Mishkan, the covering of the Mishkan, was made up of two parts. And there were 50 hooks connecting the two parts. And he says, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, that this represents the 50 days of Sfira. So once again, we have an indication that the 50 days of Sfira connect two ends, two sides. And we need to know what that means. If you look into Parshas Truma, where it talks about these Chamishim Lulois, these 50 hooks, pasuk says, Says Chamishim Lulah is Tasa Bira, Echaz Chamishim Lulah is Tasa Bikteri, Asher Magbiras Hashemis, Magbilois Halulois Isha Alachaisa. That these hooks should be there were 50 hooks on each side of these yurios, and the pasuk calls it that these hooks were exactly opposite each other. But the way it phrases, the pasuk phrases it, is isha el achaisa, that they were exactly opposite, a woman to her sister. It's very interesting that the pasuk would use that terminology here, as opposed to, I mean, it seems to be totally extra. It could have just said magbilos haluloys, that they should be opposite each other. Why does it have to say isha el achaisa, a woman to her sister? So, I'd like to suggest we could understand this all based on Chassam Sofer in Parshas Pinchas. Chassam Sofer says that bris, the word bris, which means a covenant, the numerical value of the word bris is 612. Now, a bris consists of two sides, meaning there are two parties that come together in a covenant. Two parties make a covenant with each other. So we split bris in half, which is, as you see by the bris bein absorim in Parshas Lech Lecha, that the bris is he would cut the animals in half, also because to indicate that it consists of two sides. There are two sides to every bris. So if you cut the word bris in half, then you have, if you cut 612 in half, you have 306 on each side. So the Chassam Sofer says, which means that in the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael gives 306, and Hashem responds with 306. What does that mean? The gematria of the word devash, which means honey, devash is 306. So we give devash, and Hashem responds with devash. What is devash? So he says devash is the end letters of Lev Nefesh Ma'od. It says in the pasuk, "V'yahavta as Hashem alakecha." You should love Hashem v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol ma'idecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, and all of your means. So the last letters of Lev, Nefesh, Ma'oid is Devash. That's what we need to give to Hashem. We need to give to Hashem Lev, Nefesh, and Ma'oid, heart, soul, and all of our means. We need to love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our means. That's our part, that's our Devash. And the Rebbeinu Shlalom reciprocates with Deya, Bina, Seichel. Deya bina seichel is knowledge, understanding, and intellect, which really represents the everything that Hashem bestows from above. So when we come forward with our lev, nefesh, and ma'od, with our devash, Hashem responds with His devash, which is lev, nefesh, which is deya bina seichel. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Now, when we left Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shloilam took us out of Mitzrayim with His total kindness. We were totally unworthy of redemption, as Chazal say on the pasuk Va'at Orim Ve'Eriyah. We were bereft. We were Orim in our mitzvahs. We were bereft of mitzvahs. We had nothing. We were in Memtah Sharei Tumah. We were in the 49th. By the 49th gate of Tumah, we had no schus, we had no merit to be liberated from Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, Hashem, with His tremendous kindness, took us out of Mitzrayim. and saved us from entering that 50th gate from where there is no return. So, a Yid might think, you know what? I could learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim that I really don't need to do my part. Because at the end of the day, even if I sink to the lowest of levels and I really do nothing to be liberated, Hashem's going to come for me anyway. Hashem's going to come for me at the end. He'll pull me out of the dumps. So I really don't need to do my part. I don't need to do my part of the bris. I don't need to do my part of leiv nefesh and me'oid to be zeicher to the day of Bnei Yisrael, because I see by Yitzias Mitzrayim that the Ribbono Shel Olam came through for us anyway. So therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, and these are the harsh words that the Ribbono Shel Olam says. And he goes like this. This is what you should tell the house of Yaakov and relate to Bnei Yisrael. Now, on the surface, these look like very appealing words. However, if you look a little bit deeper, they are very harsh words. The pasuk says like this: Atam re'isem asher asisi leMitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. I raised you on the wings of eagles. And I brought you to me. You didn't do a blessed thing. You were in the dumps. And I came into Mitzrayim. I raised you on the wings of eagles and I brought you to me. However, don't get any good ideas. From now on, that's changing. Va'ata, and now. If you will listen to my voice, ushmaratem es berisi, and you will observe my covenant, meaning you'll observe the fact that there is a bris here, and a bris means that there are two sides, meaning that I will only reciprocate if you initiate. If you come forward with your leiv nefesh and moed, I'll reciprocate with deiv nesechel. Then beyisem lisegula makalam, then you'll be a treasure to me among all the nations. And you will be a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. That is how the psukim are supposed to be read. And when we see them on their deeper, with their deeper meaning, the psukim are very, very harsh, telling us that conduct that Hashem had with us when He took us out of Mitzrayim was a one-time deal. But when now with Kabbalah Satoira, there's a bris. And a bris means that each side has to come with their part of the bris. And for us, we need to come forth with our leiv, nefesh, and me'oid, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam reciprocates with his day of being a seichel. And that, when we heard that, that is when we said Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma means we accept those terms. Nasa means we will do, and then V'Nishma, and then we will be Zoicha, then we will merit to hear, then we will be merit to the day of Bina Seichel. But first we understand that first needs to come the Nasa. We need to do our part. And then only then V'Nishma. That is the depth of those words, Nasa V'Nishma. We heard what the Ribbono Shel Olam said, that from now on there's going to be a bris, and each side has to come with their part. We need to do our part, and only then will the Ribbono Shel Olam bestow his day of Bina Seichel upon us. And that's why we said, Nasa V'Nishma. So that's why immediately after Yitzias Mitzrayim, immediately after the Ribbono Shel Olam pulled us out from the depths without us doing our part, that's when the Ribbono Shel Olam said, now comes Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is the transition period between the old type of conduct and the new type of conduct. The conduct of the Ribbono Shel Olam doing everything for us, like a parent taking care of a child, to our new godless, to our new, it's a transition period to growing up. For Klal Yisrael now, to be independent and to do our part, to bring our part to the table, so that the Ribbono Shel Olam can come to the table with his part as well. So that's why the pasuk says, "Usfartem lochem mimachras haShabbos." Now, count for yourselves. This is now what you need to work on in these 49 days of Sfira, is coming forth with your part. Usfartem lochem mimachras haShabbos. Until now, I did it all for you. Now is usfartem lochem. And that's why it says in the Gemara that there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether any other Yom Tov, whether it can be a person can dedicate the day totally Lashem, to give away the day totally for Torah and Tefillah, or does a person need to have Lachem? Does a person need to eat and drink also on Yom Tov? The Gemara says, but ba'atzeres and shuas kulal memoida debin enam lachem. Everyone agrees that you need to have lachem as well. And according to what we're saying, the depth of those words is that when comes shuas, the day of Matan Torah, the day of that bris, the day the bris took place, the day the covenant took place, the day of Nasim v'nishma, everyone agrees there has to be lachem. We have to come with our part as well. It can't just be Lashem. It can't just be Hashem doing his part. We have to come to the table with our part as well. And that's why Sfiras HaOmer is the middle mitzvah. It's the middle mitzvah connecting the two 306s. The two sides of Dvash. The 306 of Klal Yisrael, the Lev Nefesh and Ma'oid, and the 306, which is the Dvash of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Day of Bina Seichel. Sfiras HaOmer is the transition period that brings us to this level of understanding that there is a bris here, and we both need to come to the table with our part. And that's why the lulois, the hooks of the yerios, are in between the yerios to connect, and the Rabbeinu Ephraim says represents the sphira. And that's why it says that they should be isha el achaisa. Because Isha is also 306. And it comes to tell us that the purpose of the Lulois, which it represents, the 50 Lulois, which represents Sfira, is to connect the Isha El Achaisa, the two 306s. The Isha, the Devash of Klal Yisrael, and the Devash of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I believe the klipa of Amalek is, as the pasuk says, Ashekarcha, Amalek cools us off. And what that cooling off is Amalek trying to convince us that our actions accomplish nothing. And that the Nase is unnecessary. And not only unnecessary, it's worthless. And that our lowly actions can't accomplish anything, can't accomplish anything godly. And that's represented by the yadayim, it's represented by the hands, the tools of action. And when it's rough, we yadayim and atoyra, when we weaken our hands from the toyra, meaning that when we don't realize the strength that our hands have, the power that our hands have. That when we fulfill mitzvahs, when we do things, we are actually initiating our part of the deal, our part of the bris, to allow the Rabbanei Shalom to reciprocate. When we don't realize the power of our Yodayim, that's when Vayavai Amalek. When it's a Rafu Yodayim and Atoida, that's when Amalek attacks. And it's Kashi Yodim Moshe Yodim, when Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his hands to show Klal Yisrael that they need to raise their hands and to understand the power that their hands have, that there has to be a Nasa in order for there to be a Nishma. That's when Vagavar Yisrael, that's when Yisrael is able to be victorious. When we lower our hands, when we don't realize the power of our hands, that's when Vagavar Amalek. So Amalek is trying to tell us is that we have no strength. Amalek is trying to tell us that we're weak. In a godly sense, Amalek wants to tell us that we're weak. We have no power in our hands. We have no strength in our hands. And that's why the Pasuk says, Va'ato oyef v'yogea. Amalek attacked us in a manner to convince us that we're oyef, that we're weak. But by Moshe Rabbeinu lifting his hands, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that we have koyach. We have strength. We have power in our hands. When we do mitzvahs, when we fulfill the nasa, we cause that, what happens is a nishma is reciprocated from above. And we're zoicha to day of bina seichel, which represents all the hashpoyes from above. Not just to us, but to all the worlds. And that's why the pasuk says, "Timche zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim." In order to erase Amalek, we need to know that we have the power to do so from underneath the heavens. We can't rely that our salvation is going to come from above the heavens. And that's why the pasuk says, "Zoches Oselcha Amalek bederech betzeischem Mitzrayim." What Amalek wanted to accomplish was to bring us back to the time when we left Mitzrayim. That's what Amalek wants to remind us. Amalek says, "I'll prove to you that your actions accomplished nothing, because when you had no merit at all, Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim." But derech betzeischem Mitzrayim, that's the asher korcha of Amalek. To remind us of the Derech B'tzeischem and Mitzrayim, and to encourage us to live in that manner. But the Rebbeinu Shlom tells us, no, Timcha Ezecher Amalek, you have to erase the memory of Amalek. How? Mitachas HaShemayim. You need to know that you need to initiate your part of the bris from underneath the heavens. And the Pasuk concludes, Loi Tishkach, which is Loi Tosh Koyach. Do not allow your Koyach to weaken. Now we know that the Yud-Kei of Hashem's name represents godliness. It represents the Rebbeinu Shlom's part. The Vav-Kei represents the godliness that is as it's manifest in Klal Yisrael. It represents our part of the deal. And the pasuk says, "Ki yod al keis ka," and Chazal say, as long as Amalek is around, "Ein Hashem shalom." Hashem's name is not whole, because all there is the yud kei. As long as we listen to Amalek, and we believe that we don't have the koyach, that our hands can't accomplish anything, whether for the good or for the opposite, and we need to believe that our hands have tremendous power. All of our actions, our speech, our thoughts, they have tremendous power, whether for the good or for the opposite. That's the Vav-Kei. When we believe that fully, that's when Hashem's name becomes whole. Because then the two sides of the bris come together, the Yud-Kei and the Vav-Kei, the Nasa and the Nishma. Our Devash and the Rebbeinu Shlom's Devash, the Isha El-Achisa. So now we can understand what we say by Yom Shabbos. Uvohu chulam bivris yachad. We all came with a bris together, us and the Rabbi Nishloilam. How? Nasa v'nishma amru ke'echad. Because we said and we accepted nasa v'nishma, that only after we'll do nasa will there be a nishma. Ufaschu v'anu, and then we opened up our mouths and we said Hashem havaya yudke vavke echad is one. They're not separated. The yudke is no longer separated from the vavke. Why? Because Baruch HaNoisein LaYoyev Koyach. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom gives the Yoyev, somebody who thinks that they have no strength, somebody who thinks that they're weak, Hashem gives us Koyach, Hashem helps us understand by lifting Moshe Rabbeinu's hands that we do have Koyach. Loy Tosh Koyach. Do not allow, we cannot allow our Koyach to wane. That's what we need to take away from the Pesach and the Sfiras HaOmer and the Shavuos. That there's a bris. And whenever there's a bris, there are two sides. And what we need to come to the table with is the Lev and the Nefesh and the Me'oid. We have to remember all the Yisoiris we had by the Achilles Matzah and Achilles Morer and the Seder night and the Halal and the Tikkun HaMidos of the Sefiras HaOmer and the Kabbalas HaTorah of Shavuos. We need to take that all with us and to see to it that throughout the year we have to remember that our Yodayim have a tremendous koyach. And as long as we remember that, we will bring to the table our leiv and our nefesh and mi'oid, and we'll be zeiche to the Deya, Bina, Seichel, and all the Ashpoyes Tovis that come from above. Bona, Chaim, Zayne, Revicha, and ultimately to the ultimate Yeshua of Bias Mashiach, Tzidkenu, B'mehera, B'yameinu, Amen.